An exhibition celebrating the history of the gay and lesbian movement in the Czech Republic has just opened here in the capital, mostly focused on gay culture in the last two decades when Czech homosexuals made great strides in achieving equality. When it comes to an end in Prague, the exhibition will tour the country. Ian Willoughby has more.
Tam je můj cíl, kam vede mě zář, já nechci se vzdávat.
The pop singer Pavel Víček, performing at the ceremonial opening of an exhibition documenting the history of the gay and lesbian movement in the Czech Republic. Vítek himself features in the show, a newspaper article on display documenting his July 2006 wedding to his manager Janis Sirovsky. Theirs was the country's first same-sex registered partnership. The exhibition has been coordinated by Jiří Hromada, perhaps the most prominent Czech gay rights activist. However, its official curator is Jamila Stehlíková, government minister for human rights and minorities.
The importance of this exhibition is a celebration of human dignity and freedom, because 20 years ago, homosexual citizens were the first group who began speak about human rights, and now after 20 years of gay and lesbian development, we have a law about registered relationships, and the homosexual minority is part of democratic society with own structure and with a very interesting cultural and social life.
Among the items on display at Prague's House of National Minorities are the covers of gay publications, some dating back to the 1930s, period photographs, and even video recordings of a debate on registered partnerships from the Chamber of Deputies. Singer Pavel Vítek.
Asi nejvíc tam na mě zapůsobil jednak některá ta historie, kterou člověk už zapomněl.
What I have been most taken by is partly the history, which you now forget, of the period at the end of the 1980s and the start of the 90s. And I have also been struck by the discreditable language used by our politicians, both men and women, when registered partnerships were being discussed. It's certainly worth hearing Justice Minister Parkanova and others again.
Jiné, tak to, co tedy stálo opravdu za to?
After Prague, the exhibition will go on tour around the country. I put it to Minister Stehlíková that it might perhaps have more impact outside the capital, where people may be less liberal.
I think that it's very important, first of all, for the members of the minority, not only for the whole society. But in some small towns, many people with homosexual orientation have applications with coming out, and so this exhibition will help them to understand their own identity and to begin live his own life.